This is not caring. There are some voices that carry, and we all know who those voices are. But there's some back here that are mumbling you can't hear. Most people you can't hear. The best thing to do is to go to the microphone. Reb has a voice. You have a loud voice. I don't know. There's a few more. I hear them. But most of you think you have a voice that carries without a microphone. It does not carry. Who's sick? Is somebody maybe sick?
I had ate some too, Dad.
What's this?
I ate some too.
How much?
It was about four. John, somebody gave me some.
Excuse me. And Didi, when I confronted you about it, sitting there eating whilst the other children wasn't eating anything, you said, well, I'm not the only one to eat them. Other peoples are eating them, too. I think you should name those other peoples also.
Lois Ponce, will you come back to the back so that Marcia can see you? Medical matter.
Who gave you sister?
John Gardner. That's all.
Where's Sister Gardner?
That's what I don't like. They're one of these people that just hold back. These people that don't come up. John Gardner, give them to you. I'm a son of a bitch. All you people get drug out of here now, one by one. You're going to get drug out. You think you're going to get your ass covered, but you won't. You're going to be in lots of trouble. I'm getting more pissed by this.
Okay. I was talking about John Gardner. He knew he was there. He was telling us about him, but I'm saying he didn't get him. We went there and got him, okay? You know, I mean, I hopped up on the trailer. I think I was the first one up there, okay? You know, so I'm saying, he didn't get him.
You don't know what you pulled down on the image of that uniform. You have no idea how many people are going to use this. You don't have any idea.
I want to ask Poncho and Greg, when you went inside the tangerines, how many tangerines was in it? Was it a big bag, a big box, or just some laying or what?
When I saw the bag, Dad, it was laying down on the trailer, and it was looked to me like it was about halfway full. And I like to say that, you know, I know that it was halfway full. What I'm saying is that, I know there's nothing I can say to make Dad stop not wanting to go this fast.
Nothing in the world can stop it.
And I feel really guilty because I know like I took more than my share of special privileges I've been taking and you know, and I really feel bad that you'd have to take that because it's a chance in your life, Dad.
I doubt that. I wouldn't do that to the collective, but it isn't going to make me the best with all the strain I've got on me.
Puncher, I'd like to say to you, as fat as you are, it gave you no right to take 12 oranges. It's people here that's pregnant that need those. It's people here on special diets need them, and your fucking ass don't need them. You're the one that needs to go without eating for 2 days.
There is indeed a point of the. There are mothers you could curse to death, their babies to death with this business. Were that under control diets. It didn't happen in the States. Still, it's better. We've not yet ever faced the insufficiencies in diet. Our mothers have all done well. Our babies have been born. I'll not tell you a lie to manipulate guilt. They've had the best health care. We get supplement vitamins, but when you do this, that means we have to put in expensive vitamins that come all across the ocean at horrible prices, and this one day is not going to be able to be.
Go ahead, Dan. No bullshit
either. I didn't really know what was happening, and like what I was trying to say is that
I don't want to debate this all over. Did Gardner just tell you where they were? Why'd you tell him, Gardner? I still think he's responsible.
I just told him they was on him.
Why?
Just to make myself look good.
To get yourself in good with all those people and our pregnant mothers with little babies in them that could be born dead, one of them sometime. I wonder how you feel. You don't realize the ramifications of this fruit situation. We once had all the fruit Up 2 weeks ago, we had all the fruit coming out of our ears. Now we won't have it. And I told you so. I told you how difficult it was. It's going to be difficult until the new harvest comes in. You had your wax out of your ears. You heard me.
That's right.
Please radio Georgetown and see what they can do to pick up pineapples and that sort of thing. They ought to be doing that this week heavily. Yes?
I wonder why would you go and tell them that the fruit was on the truck anyway, and you know that if you were snitching the food, then do you think somebody else might go into it too and wasn't thinking about the rest of our family here back here at home?
You see the ramifications of this all the way down the line. You take fruit, more money has to be paid out for vitamins, and they're costly. Multivitamins are terribly costly, which we have to give to anybody that shows in their blood anemia or insufficiencies. That money that you pay out means that you've got a sister that wants to come in 2 months. How would you feel if your sister didn't make it here? How do you feel somebody's sister may not make it because you guys screwed up and took oranges that mean we have to go and buy more drugs, which will mean there's less money. The airplane fare is going down, down, down. Our fund is going down, down, down. We have to hide it because we don't know what time the government will come down on us. Can't even keep it in the banks. And it's going down, 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 down. How do you people feel? How do you people feel about that? You've had a chance here. How do you feel? How do you seriously feel about somebody, some person down the line is not going to be able to afford a ticket unless we get off our asses and quit stealing and start producing?
All right, Dad, I know me myself, I feel sort of bad I feel bad about it. I feel bad that I took the three that I took, and it seemed like I was worrying about my own ass at that time, and I know I got a free place right now, and they're over there suffering, you know, trying to get over there and stuff like that. I feel bad because I feel like I don't have to suffer no more, and they still over there suffering and stuff like that, and so.
Your mother's one of them. Chose to stay back to help, and so it's a heavy. You got to calculate someplace and weigh your opinion. All can't be done by fear, surely. Somebody's got to get moral. Isn't there bad people done good things? But I particularly perturbed with you the night crew. You weren't getting adequate diets. I know that. Then I took care of it in a very special way. Then you go and set an example like this. You. All of you that are in my security force. People will use it for the next several weeks because they love to have an excuse. They love to have an excuse to cut me down, and you gave them the ammunition.
It's no excuse. I brought it on myself when I I took the grapefruit, and I have no feedback. It's my fault. And when I wasn't falling, I just ate it for selfishness, that's all.
You know, people went to Georgetown, did a good service, and worked hard, and you had to do, you were in that group, had to train hard, had to train when there was no lights, and put on a good performance. But even then, could you have not thought of all the people that were in? What about a Moms Mabley that went on their act and broke a rib and stepped off that boat and kept on and did an act that caused everybody to be thrilled in their senior years. What is this? Where is the spirit of equality? At least you could have distributed with some degree of fairness amongst those that had some hardships in Georgetown, because it was miserable in Georgetown. But you didn't do that. You selected who you were going to share it with. You picked out who? Did you tell everybody, Gardner? Did you tell all the people who've been to Georgetown?
No, Dad. I just told
you. You picked your friends, the one you wanted to influence with, security, to cover your ass sometime.
Dad, when they were loading on the trailer, they told them to take all the luggage and bags off of the trailer. And they threw the luggage off, but they did not take the fruit off because they wanted to devour that. And he was on that trailer at the time.
Why didn't you tell your mom about the oranges, or me? We were sitting on
a day. Your mother spent many a day of sacrifice, put a lot of money in this cause. He And so many people risk their lives. Is it to be youth against age? It wouldn't even be morally right for you people to decide in the theater against us. Although you did have discomforts there. We don't have that right. If one takes the decision to distribute the food other than through me, you one day may have somebody take your food because it can come back to you.
It's very true, Dad.
And it will. Thievery has to be one of the worst crimes in a socialist community. If you don't feel the immorality of that, you have a fucking million people going through here. They've stolen everything we went through up here. They've stolen everything. You have to watch it. You have to carry it to keep it from being stolen. Some of you griped about your tape recorder. Shit, they'd have been gone. They just stole them right out under your nose. They sure stole them. They stole them. And they can't play them? Dump them. Don't you realize that you wouldn't do that type of thing? But that very immorality leads to some other sucker saying, okay, hell's fire. I'll play the thing one time and throw it in the bushes. We found stuff ruined. I know we've been conditioned in capitalism. All I can do is set an example. And I'm going to tell you, when I don't have anything in my stomach, my ulcer will give me a lot of pain. That's about all I'm going to suffer. Terrible pain. And I've got enough pain in my brain. Enough headaches from blood sugar. I don't need the pain in my stomach. But I'm going to have it. And I'm going to see what that does. Because I'm sick and tired of having to see knock, bang, crack, shit. That has to be. Sometimes it has to be. It can't be predictable, I realize. Because people take advantage. But, what is it? What's the problem?
Shift.
Oh, well, shift if they want to shift. Shift. Shift.
Dad, I think it's inexcusable because when we were in Georgetown, Mother made it possible that everybody would have enough to eat. And these people, like Poncho and Dee Dee and Calvin, were the ones that gave me the biggest problem. Dee Dee, she was always saying, he had some. I give her a cup of tea. She wanted in a big, in a bowl. Everybody got the same amount of everything, a cup and a half, whether it was in a bowl or a cup. Mm-hmm. And Poncho, he was a big problem. He kept making nasty remarks about I was trying to be, revitalize my old ass and all that, running around trying to be young with my old ass.
Marshall said you did a very good job of distribution.
It was enough food. They ate from 8 o'clock that morning to 8 o'clock that night. They had as much to eat as they wanted to. They had peanut butter sandwiches, grilled cheese sandwiches, and plain cheese sandwiches. So there was no excuse for them eating anything after they got off of that boat.
Yes, they distributed and planned it all the boat so you would eat properly as one should. And I want done from now on not to have empty stomachs when you take boat rides. It's very stupid to eat everything right away and then go for 22 hours on an empty stomach. That's why you get sick.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. People have the mistaken idea that what you do for seasickness is to keep an empty stomach, which is entirely wrong. And it was arranged, so we tried to arrange it, and Marthea was in that kitchen all day so that you'd have something in your stomach during the entire trip.
Tonight, Mac Lund was found by security
in the kitchen,
drinking tea while the rally was going on. He told security that he was just going to the bathroom. Bob Rankin discovered this, and I remember Mike Lund, you break the father's heart. I appreciate, Father, you put my trust in me, and you put me back in the job, and I'm going to live up to that trust. What kind of a trust were you living up to over here in the kitchen taking tea tonight? Look, there's 1,000 people here that'd like to take some tea. If people think you're better than others, that's why you do it.
Mike, just because you're white doesn't give you any special privileges. You better talk, and talk straight.
hit it. He hit it. You make it difficult for us all again. I want to get some coal and dust my... There's a lot of black selfishness, too, but you make it... We've had a long crime of history. It just happens to be the historical process. Light-skinned people. And how many times do you have to be up here, son? You take all these... You take all these privileges. You take these privileges all the time. Six babies. You don't carry guilt tall. You don't carry them. Six babies that I had to raise from the dead. You could have been charged with negligent homicide, son. They'd have died if I hadn't done something. I don't know what the goddamn law would have done.
Because
Brian
McKay
said that he observed you being
careless again. You and Terrence, while he was digging in that compost, you were
shooting a spray
before he could get back up again. There's Brian.
Dad, we came down to the bathroom.
Let's deal with the subject that's on the floor. I mean, and not drag up a whole bunch of crap. It was reported about him drinking tea. So if we can address ourselves to that and deal with that without dredging up a whole lot of stuff. And for those of you that are on the floor behind him, if you can just deal with the items, have a quick, brief statement, and, you know, get on with it so we can move on. Answer the question, Mike.
It's true. I had had a cup. I'd gotten it to stay away from service. And
folks, if you have anything to say, please don't make any side comments. Come to the floor or on the mic. The side comments make the meeting drag on. You want the meeting to move on, come to the mic and talk if you have something to say.
I didn't see Dad getting up going to get a cup of tea to stay awake, and he's been up for days. I mean, days.
Last night at all. He was up all night long, and he went under strain and pressure last night that I'd hate to see anybody go through. I don't think I could endure what he goes through.
I don't think you could either. The thing is, it's obviously psychological, because one cup of tea wouldn't make any goddamn difference. So your whole problem is obviously psychological. So why don't you just work on that? Why don't you drink some water and tell yourself it's tea if that's all you're going to do?
Yes, ma'am. I don't know how you expect a tea like that to keep you awake. It's ridiculous. You just wanted it, that's all.
Did he say stay awake? Is that what he said? Yes. Plus, one cup of tea wouldn't make any damn difference.
What if they said there's no caffeine in that kind of tea?
And I want to correct one thing, Tish, that you dropped out of. I want to tell you, nobody, you couldn't even, you don't think, you nobody could put up what I go through. Nobody. Because I look at all this and I see the ramifications of it, and I've tried so desperately hard to set an example, and it doesn't get communicated. People hate you. Nobody could stand it. So no need to make reference. Just maybe a slip of the tongue, but don't even put out. There's no way you could stand it. Couldn't take it. If crying would do any good, I'd long since cried, but crying doesn't help any matter. I'm trying to be reasonable and find a solution. Here we stand up here. Sorry, that's all I've had to say about that. We stand up here and we talk. We are ready to fight an enemy. But you don't fight the great battles until you fight the small ones. And the small ones are the unjust things we do to each other. And we've got to change that. Or the big battles, some of you will lose.
Dad, that wasn't all he had. When he went down to the bathroom, he's coming back. He stopped by there, he poured the tea, and he gave it to Jeff, and Jeff put the sugar in it for him. And then he left and went on up, because you gave Jeff the cup. And I watched you, and I reported to security.
You gave Jeff who?
Jeff.
That's not true. That's not true. In fact, when I got it, Jeff had told me you better not take it. He didn't give me anything.
He had the cup.
He did. No. That's not true. He He's down at the back of the kitchen working.
Yeah. It's,
he didn't do it. It was all on my own, Dad. He didn't do it.
And Jeff carries on duty. That's what you're saying, isn't it?
He's working in the kitchen in the back right now.
Mike, you just told me the other day that you had learned better. You would not even take extra sandwich or anything like that anymore. You just said that the other day since you came off of learning. You're right back in the same rut you were in before, if not worse.
They think it's not serious, but it is so damn serious, and we got so much on us. A few oranges, a few cups of tea, multiply them by 1,000 times if everybody takes a notion to take what they want when they want it, and your movement is dead within weeks. That's just how simple it is.
I'm not sure what to say. I've been working on my job hard, and I've been doing the other, my school, and I just...
I thought you were pretty lax today, the way you sprayed. At least two times the spray got on the other brother's face while he was down in the hole, and he wiped it off the first time. You said sorry. The second time, you didn't say anything, and that was all I saw, because then I moved away.
The spray nozzle that you use, it's a hose. It's one it's made to spray a lawn with, and as you turn it off, it goes from a straight stream out, and the spray is directly out.
And you weren't being careful at all. If you'd had any consideration at all, you would have told the person that piece of machinery does have that problem. You would have told them to stand clear. You weren't concerned about them at all. You didn't want to do your job at all either. You're not changed. And until we see you do change, we're going to keep staying on your goddamn ass about this bullshit. You know, you're taking special privileges because you think you're going to get away with this shit.
Everybody better report everything they see. We're in a desperate period. My brothers and sisters in Georgetown don't even have lights and don't have water to flush the shit. So I don't know, no way to cook, no way to see. Right in the night, one of the reports came in. Mike Proch was writing me. He was writing like this, catawampus down. He said, "I'm sorry, there's no lights. I can't see."
Outside,
he's outside. On,
outside in it with dark.
Yes, trying to get light from the sky, writing to get a report out. It isn't fair, folks, for some to take a heavy burden. And he's not perfect, but by God, it's whatever. We should judge ourselves. And the minute the thing Jeff should have done, he should have told you, yeah, you're not going, you shouldn't do it. And he should have said, I'm going to report you.
That's too bad. I didn't say, I told him.
I told him a couple times, I told him not to get into the coffee. And he started to get, I said, you better get out of here with it. Yeah, there was some leftover coffee back there, which the people on the night crew, you know, drink coffee, and those that work nights, but other people that aren't working nights aren't supposed to get it. And so I told him not to go in the coffee, and then he went into it, and I said, don't drink it. I said, get out of it, but I didn't say I'm going to report you. And he asked for some sugar, and I said, you shouldn't get into the sugar, but I didn't say that. I don't know. At this point, I don't think I would have reported him, but from now on I will, anything I see like that.
All of you realize that you think you secure yourself with this, but if we would secure ourselves with honesty, then we would be in much better CYA position, cover your ass position, than we are about letting all this stuff go by.
We have a rule, Dad, we made a rule that nobody, we try to keep them all completely out of the kitchen. That's not working. And surely everyone know that they're not supposed to go in that big barrel of sugar. But they'll go in there when your back is turned and just go in there with the spoon or with the cup or anything. The whole big barrel of sugar. So it's a rule we have made. Mother was here when she confirmed.
Can we not lock this? Can we not fix up something? Doc Fitch or someone, Bruce, can we not fix up some of you people's mechanical skills some way that we can lock this shit? We are not going to allow it. We can't let people. They'll be unsanitary. They'll pass us on their worm. They'll wipe their ass and not wash and dig down in the sugar. Be the basis. There are some people who have no consideration for human beings at all, only for their selfish self. Can this be put on the agenda, Doc? Can you look at this thing? You will? Thank you, Doc.
On the spraying, I had done it, and I traded places with Tarek, so he could spray and I could dig the manure because I've seen it.
I get you a bunch of movies that I can't afford. I got four some of them are decent movies, it looks like. You could add a movie, did the best I could because I don't have a new outline. You can't afford movies. And I'll swear, folk, if you get an accident, you happen to be one of those, if you happen to be a child like the Edwards boy, Isaac Edwards, somebody's not going to be able to afford this kind of care. One day when I have to pay for a plane to come in here, one day I'm not going to be able to do it. It's what you're doing. All you who steal through this organization, not just this situation, but I mean all the shit that you do, all the waste you do, all the times I come in that bathroom to make a difference, I walk in there night, day, midday, I can scream in there, don't, you look at me, I have to walk in and look at you naked, and you have that water just running off. That water don't get there without power. It takes electricity, it takes gas, it takes the fuel oil to put that water up there, and every goddamn time. And you people stand right around, let somebody just let the water pour like a torrent falls. If you think I like taking a walk and see any naked bodies, you got one goddamn wrong mistake. And anybody watches me, I look right smack ass in the eyeball. Many of you see me in there, but you've never seen me drop my eyes. Eyeball. The only reason I walk in there is because that's the only way it gets to some people. Humiliate them. But it humiliates me too. Because I come from an old school that does not like to walk in on people naked. I don't like to be seen naked, and I don't like to be watching people naked. But anybody that's there, and how many see me walk in, see me, I look eyeball. I don't look down. I'll swear on the life of children that nobody can say otherwise. I look eyeball. I never drop down. But that's most uncomfortable for me. One sister said, I don't know what sister was, says, poor father. He has to inspect everything we do. And I thought that was a discerning sister. Yes, dear. All right. What is the disposition? I'm no mood to crack on my children. I was disgusted with the melee last time. I was disgusted with you that brought the melee about, too. And I was disgusted with it.
I had to bring any of these young people to volunteer to go on a two-day staff yourself.
Tarek went to...
You ain't listening.
I only want to know, repeat what I said before.
He can't afford to go on a two-day fast, frankly. And not because he's my son. He can't afford it.
Some of these people are yelling they should, sure could afford it.
Careful, Stephen.
Don't show undue defensiveness for your own peer group. We represent all the people.
There's no words that I can say, especially my father, because I don't want my dad to go on them, or our dad to go on a two-day fast. I know it's detrimental to his health. And,
I would not risk my health. I think it will just cause me aggravation and irritation. That's what it'll do. I'll tell you no more than that. I'm overweight, but I don't think it's the best thing for me to do, energy level, keep my energy level as I ought to.
Well, even that, Dad, I know if I wouldn't have been so greedy of having my past of elitism. If I wouldn't have done it, or if I wouldn't have been the first one to do it, the show is the pattern of other people doing it. This wouldn't have been brought about.
No, that's sweet of you, Jerry, but that's not true. When leaders take advantage, people use it. No, he wouldn't have. Greg Watkins wouldn't have dared do it, but he thought he had the cover because somebody in my family, immediate family, was doing it. He was bolder with it, at least. You may be right, Jerry, that they'll do it sneaking, but they won't do it openly.
Now, if they had good sense, they'd realize that you never had to bring your children into this damn family, and they can't get what they want. They could have had oranges when they got ready. They could have everything.
That's sweet. I appreciate your empathy. I appreciate your empathy for my children, but you are not speaking in a socialistic fashion. Sister, I said I appreciate your empathy for my children, but you are not following the trend of the conversation. That's true. They could have had everything, but that doesn't give them any right. They also, if I hadn't taken them in, I hadn't made certain turns of conscience, they could have been certain breaks that came, they'd have starved, just like a lot of other children are starving in the world.
The fact is, I didn't want it, and I never did, and I don't think any of I know none of us did, so that's not even a point.
Dad, I go on a two-day fast, and I apologize to you and mother and the family.
I'd rather see what you do with guilt. I'd rather not have you join me in the two-day fast. I'd rather do it alone. I don't want anybody to join me in it.
I think that if you're going to insist on doing it, I think that's the only way for these people to really feel the discipline, because...
If I don't appeal someplace to your highest, if I don't really appeal to being good, like I am, I've got that. I've got a real character of goodness. And if you go without food, then you will not develop guilt. That is so essential. What are you jumping around about those bugs for? It just disturbs the hell out of me when you, in the middle of a session when I'm trying to teach, go crazy because of bugs around you. You're gonna die. What are you doing, sister? Yes, I went right back through here. She's so often on the floor. We have a tendency here to let sex and age and... You know who you were back there, stomping around. You. What? That bug was hard on you, and you were acting like you were a lunatic, and I was sitting here worrying, were you having a stroke or a heart attack?
Sister, stand up.
And you're always so self-centered. You are one self-centered woman. That poor little bug that you had to stomp out. Well, she must have been doing something. She looked like she was doing a war dance. And for a moment, my love and compassion, I wondered, is my sister having some medical problem? Till I figured that and discerned and who it was, then I knew I could expect that from you.
That won't hurt anybody.
I just pushed him out of my way.
Well, you sure were trying. All this shit, you're ready to die, and you people get all upset with the bug. I watch you. These beautiful bugs come out, and none of them bite. And you go, oh, ape shit. Go ape shit, some of you. Don't talk to me about it. I'm not going to count on you defending our children with the front line when you go ape shit over a bug. No way. One thing to talk about dying, and it's another thing to believe in it and living it. I didn't catch what you said, sir.
So just a lot of these seniors are like that. They're just afraid of their shadow.
Thank you. Because there's been enough said about youth here. And that's what gets youth dander up. Seniors go down on the youth. Well, I can tell you that a lot of things can be said about some self-centered, goddamn seniors that live 70 years and haven't learned jack shit. In fact, if I had been, and I'm not violent and I'm not hostile because this is the real me, I'm a gentle person. If I had been like some of you people, lived 70 years, I'd have turned myself in for dog food. Goddamn would have done it. I think Reb understands what I'm saying. I'd have contributed myself for dog food because dogs are loyal.
And let's not everybody shift it to the seniors now. We can take it off you and shift it to the seniors. Cause we
that's
all,
good. That's proper, son.
I know before I came down here, you know, the way I was, I should have, you know, done the same thing, done something productive because I wasn't doing shit for anybody but myself. And so don't just shift it on the seniors because a few people need to look at themselves.
It's a people problem. That's very, very important that we don't get divisions of sex and age and race. We one people. And correct our faults, for Christ's sakes. Now, there'd be a great deal of excitement in the house if we could have a fight now. Somebody could run up and knock the hell out of somebody. Everybody, wake up. I'm sure the house would go immediately alive and would ignite like Christmas trees. Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, sadist. There will be no fight tonight.
And for those that are remaining on the floor, if you could just have some disposition of your situation and, you know, instead of just dragging this out, I mean, there are a lot of other things. You know, this is part and parcel of what drags on and causes undue pain to our leader, to have it go on and on
it
and on.
It is true. It's true.
So if you would just, those of you that are part in this, state your disposition, and those that are not, you know, I'd ask just to clear the floor right now.
I don't want to. The Secretary Vernetta has to worry with all this and take all notes. Leave it to your conscience. See what you do one time. Leave it to your conscience. If you don't do anything about it, we'll watch. We'll watch.
I'm sorry.
Sit down, all of
you. We'll see what you come up and if you make some contribution. It'll be very rewarding to us that reason has prevailed. So we don't like the kind of incidents we saw. But now, that isn't to speak against those that raised their hands, because some of them do so because they were instructed, as you know, to do so. We made the assignments. But some of you just really go to it back there. You just jump up and down when there's a bit of violence. When reason comes, when Father pours his heart from the depth of his true inner being, you sleep. You're sluggish. You don't like it. It isn't funny enough for you. I want to tell you just how I felt about that meeting. It humiliates me. I like what Martha did, but it humiliated me to see her teeth broken, laying there with her mouth. I don't know how women feel about that. It humiliated me to see all the people on the mattress that night. It humiliated me. I'm trying to find a way to teach us to grow up. And by God, one method won't work. You have to try 40 different methods. Different people react to different things. But you that do react out of fear and violence, you should work on it. Because that's not what I came to do. That was a hell of a night to me. If I didn't love you so much, I could just go home and sit down and die. I despise meetings like that. We'll see what you come up and if you make some contribution, it'll be very rewarding to us that reason has prevailed. So we don't like the kind of incidents we saw. But now, that isn't to speak against those that raised their hands, because some of them do so because they were instructed, as you know, to do so. We made the assignments. But some of you just really go to it back there. You just jump up and down when there's a bit of violence. When reason comes, when Father pours his heart from the depth of his true inner being, you sleep. You're sluggish. You don't like it. It isn't fun enough for you. I want to tell you just how I felt about that meeting. It humiliates me. I didn't like what Martha did, but it humiliated me to see her teeth broken, laying there with her mouth. I don't know how women feel about that. It humiliated me to see all the people on the mattress that night. It humiliated me. I'm trying to find a way to teach us to grow up. And by God, one method won't work. You have to try 40 different methods. Different people react to different things. But you that do react out of fear and violence, you should work on it. Because that's not what I came to do. That was a hell of a night to me. If I didn't love you so much, I could just go home and sit down and die. I despise meetings like that.
The thing is, it always gets me, and I've been waiting for a chance to say it, is that when these things happen, you know, 40 people dive in on somebody, and the thing that gets me, we've had times when somebody would volunteer to get up here and take a guy one-on-one, and you never see, you know, 90% of the people that are diving into these messes, you never see them raising their hand. Not all of them, but a great deal of people are going to try to get their lick, you know. And another thing that kills me, you're so mad at this person, so why in the hell, when somebody tries to stop you that hadn't done a damn thing, you start swinging at them and shit. I know a few of us had to go down here and bodily throw people and grab them and strangle them just to get them the hell off the fucking people. Mm-hmm. It's just a stupid mess. You don't get anything done anyway. I think they both could say that they hardly... Stanley's gotten worse from one person, haven't you? And 3 million diving on him, fighting each other, trying to get him. And I don't think you probably got...
It's a miracle somebody doesn't get killed in the process.
But,
again, I don't know. So we'll never be predictable. If I did this kind of pattern of goodness, display my true character, and did this in 2 weeks... you'd have a revolutionary anarchy, counter-revolutionary anarchy, because some people take advantage of goodness. They don't want to face goodness. They don't want to look at goodness, because then they got to live goodness. And some people will be good only when they're afraid of the bullet or the karate chop or the punch of a brave little senior citizen. It's a sad state of affairs. But I can tell you, you'd have me a lot longer. I would think we would not want a war with ourselves when we have so many enemies abroad. That's what pains me, is to see us warring amongst ourselves when we've got enemies plotting how to kill babies, how to torture children, bring whole soldiers now that are mostly black and move them up to radiation tests and explode them to see what effect it has on human beings. Like the news I gave you this week in USA. How many heard what I just said? I wonder if they'd done that if it was all white soldiers. I expect they would. The ruling class would do it with most anybody. But put them right up to the radiation test and let them, and did it all the way they've done it ever since the first atomic test in Nevada. Don't give a goddamn about life. We should care, and we should concern ourselves with not wasting and violating rules and causing pain and agony for each other. And we should redress the grievances and know that I'm a fair person if you'll talk reasonably and do your just part. There's no one you can't criticize. I love my son more than anybody's ever loved their son, the son that was criticized tonight. It's not easy because I know the years of sacrifice and pain that the sister spoke about. But we cannot continuously stand here and say, well, this leader's son or that leader's son, a daughter, has gone through such and such, and so where in the hell is this going to end? Someplace we're going to have an equitable society. We're all going to have to tighten the belt and feel the burden. There's going to be resentments and hostilities through this movement. That was about the finish of the agenda, wasn't it? Is there any follow-up?
A little off the subject.
The first item is, how soon should we consider beginning to cut Bush again? The item has been tabled for about 4 weeks.
This is just about Mike Lunn. Since he's been off the learning crew, he's been washing, coming in at night, doing the nurses' quarters, washing the nursing office floor. And ever since he's been off, he's been doing this on his own. So,
those of you that want to ride in on racism, that was the white young man.
And I'm sure somebody knew that.
Agnes is the one that spoke about it. My daughter spoke about it. I suspect some others knew about it. But that still doesn't justify him taking the liberties with the coffee. I'm not trying to do that, but I'm glad that you brought it up. And it's always good to channel it through me to see, because people say, well, I do that, and so that's the reason I'm going to take an extra drop of coffee. But you can. Please ask me. If I'm willing to hear you, then please ask me.
That's right. And the only way you're going to get somebody I think he did the right thing. He didn't mention that once, and he just took it like, you know. And he came off looking to me like he hadn't changed one goddamn bit. And I think some of the people should have got up off their ass and said it, because, you know, especially some of you people probably sat there and watched him do it.
The nursing department did. Thank you. That's good. I haven't got to the praises. Thank you, Christine. Shift yourself, please. I would like to bring out some facts about Georgetown, because there's opportunities to go to Georgetown to work, to make money when times arise. Please. There was no such things as this that need to be passed on by the radio. The roll call is not taken and suggested be done, especially when there's a large number of people in town. Somebody could have been missing at that in the morning hour and never noticed. Grubbs noticed that. Suggests that children be watched more carefully when out. Mentions that Martin Amos was particularly defiant at not wanting his hand held when out. And you don't have to be little, and I understand, but you show your mind strength, and you can still be protected in a physical sense when you're strong mentally by having someone hold your hand. Yeah. Jocelyn Carter drove very carelessly. She cut in front of another car, which missed slamming into the front of our car. Thought she should be more careful, especially with Marceline in the car. Shirley Hicks did a very good job of directing the entertainment, but is much too bossy. And I'm just telling you complaints. I'm not going to go into no... You can take it, think about it, and see if it fits you. And those two young people leave the Cultural Center alone on bikes the morning of the performance. Bruce Jackson and Tim Jones Knight went away from the performance at night. It's ridiculous to keep strict controls on people in Jonestown only to become lax in Georgetown, where the biggest problem could be. Bad decision. Should never been. Class of Guyanese children watched one of our rehearsals as they could not make it out on the night of the performance. They were perfectly behaved all through watching our rehearsal. Reports the situation about the man in the backyard in the middle of the night. It was Diana Loretta that woke up and saw him looking over her. He was particularly interested in trying to get Bruce Oliver to sell out, you know, to go back. Bruce reported him immediately. Bruce Jackson. Although, like a lot of people, people get so concerned about themselves. Bruce didn't want to stay in town. A lot of you didn't want to stay in town. You want to decide. Now, how the hell have some people 6 or 8 weeks been in town? I remember standing in the presence of this movement and risking my life for Bruce and Billy. Said you can't have them. You can't keep it. And we ought not to complain, all because we have our own insecurities. I wish to dominate some other human being, that we mirror ourselves in some human being, that we have this attitude. He wasn't alone in that, but he's the most recent one I remember. I think it's really, really nervy if anybody say, I don't want to. Now, he did, and I've heard nothing that he isn't working out. But he did stay. But all of you, but I heard that attitudes developed. I heard attitudes developed while you were in Georgetown. I heard, Jocelyn, you lost some of the feeling of, and I'd like to read something from, that you lost that initiative of asserting leadership. And my daughter Sandy gave me a letter. It was a very good letter. The essence of it was, she said, you know, Dad, some of us who are black take a cop out. We use our blackness to cop out from taking leadership, saying, well, such and such white person had to be helped sexually or so forth. But you know what this is that you don't know? And she does. It's a very sweet letter, very touching letter. So I'm going to take my leadership role. I don't want the inconvenience of being up at night. But you see, the black people who've had to be helped sexually are never pointed out. You follow what I'm saying? That's not pointed out. I never did that even in government. That's right.
I
felt that they'd gone through a lot. So I played that down very, very small. So, okay, and what the hell? Have you been helped out sexually? What's that? Have you been helped out with a lot of talks? Have you been helped out with a lot of conversations? Have you been helped out of jail? There's no reason to feel any resentments. And not everybody around me in the secretarial staff has been helped out sexually by no means. So don't make these judgments. And don't. But she just on her own pointed out she was passing, she felt a number of people, herself and others, passing the buck based on the fact of color, and, you know, white folk around and so forth. Let's not use that rationale. Let's base our commitment on principle. It don't make a difference how many white assholes we have, no matter how many white black assholes we have. We know what's right. I think I've shown enough pattern of what's right. You should make that judgment on that and not go on to any trip on any other thing. Or some personality. It may not have nothing to do with color. You don't like some personality. The hell with you. How do you know I like all the personalities I'm tied up with in a radio room? Do you know that? I don't even take the liberty to think whether I like them or not in a personal sense. I love everybody enough to die for you, be tortured for you, but it's wrong to take the prerogative. I'm not going to do something because I don't like somebody that's in that department. You follow what I'm saying? And that doesn't give people in the department the right to be arrogant either. Bossy or difficult. And you can nail anybody here. If we could do it in a more gentle fashion, we might make some changes. Long-range changes, I think. What you do when you come with the force of violence and threats of violence, it controls, and we have to have it. It has to be understood if you do certain things that the force of this entire security will come down on you. If you try to leave and cause difficulty for us until our people are free, the force of the entire people will be on your back. But why is it that you don't just want to respond out of such great love? Such great love that gives so much for you. Should you put a blackboard up of the kind of love that's demonstrated every week? Because I won't remember it very much longer. I remember Isaac Edwards because he's just the last one, 5 years young. Could have been you. Could have been your baby, your granddaughter, your daughter, your son. You think of what I put out to see that that child got the best. And fought to the point of a white knight. When I found that they would not be allowed in the hospital, I said, oh, yes, you will. You stay in the hospital with him. I am not trusting any of my people to that Georgetown hospital. Even though it's a socialist country, it's still not that far removed from capitalism. I didn't do it in the States. I'm not doing it here. I said, I'm not trusting you staying with that child around the clock. And the next day to call and find that the nurses were abdicating to some supervisor. The child don't want to drink water. You can't let a child decide what's good for them. That's what a lot of you want to be liked by people. You don't want to do what's best for them. You don't want any inconvenience. You don't want to hear the child cry. You don't want to cause him to raise any ruckus with you. And people won't like you necessarily for a while you're trying to make them a better person. Help them be a better person, make themselves a better person. But in the long run, they'll admire you a hell of a lot more than you going along with all their shit. And if they didn't, I only said that to appeal to some of you that have to be liked. And if they didn't, what is communism but a right idea? Whether anybody likes us or don't like us, it's a right idea. Whether anybody understands it or don't understand it. If anybody uses anything tonight, you're slapping me in the face because I proved my justice. All right, I'll continue with this. And then, of course, most of you will not be interested in the movie tonight, but after socialist classes tomorrow, you can have one or the other of them. There's a Blindfold with Rock Hudson, Claudia Cardinale, and Jack Warden, a New York City psychiatrist, is called upon to treat a disturbed scientist, and he becomes involved in the spine-tickling, tingling kidnapping plot. It stretches from the concrete jungles of Manhattan to the swamplands of the jungle. Anyway, and there's Bush Baby, and I don't know what that's about. Children of the Damned, science fiction, a couple of children that are possessed, so-called, with psychic powers and are able to cause people to destroy themselves. That's nice. I hope we can cultivate that. It's interesting, and I certainly have a little bit of that power. So maybe one day we'll have a nation, a generation of people that will have some intuitiveness. But right now we better try to change the world through character. But it's scary stuff and unreal, and I'm not very happy with that kind of movie, but couldn't get what I ordered. And the other one is Borsellino. I think it's a French gangster-type movie that is very what? Obscure, as all French movies are. Obscure, as all French movies are. I don't know anything about it either. Obscene? No, I don't. Oh, the plot's a little difficult to follow. Well, they'll be able to teach our brain to think, huh? Well, tonight they'll have the blindfold at a late show for those that on that shift. Now, shift again, as I give you a... There was a boat that followed our boat and took pictures. All of you should be alert to those kind of things. Notice a car with two men looking at our equipment being loaded. Took license number. Notice the young man sitting between Lou and Jerry Ray during band practice had an American passport in his lap. Everyone was told by B not to go to the restroom alone at the cultural center. Everyone agreed except my son Lou. Lou, you ought to remember they tried to set you up and me. You ought to remember they tried to set you up and me.
In a fucking bathroom.
In a bathroom. It was in a bathroom. You remember? Remember what the Los Angeles police tried to do? You shouldn't have done that, Lou. Think it's dangerous because a person could be easily set up. You sure could. He ignored her and talked down to her. This was not her statement. This statement of somebody else. The band let outsiders in while they practiced. One was playing the guitar during break. The cultural center, about seven young Guyanese people, approached and asked if, different ones, if they were American. They asked why we're here. They said we look like CIA agents. Well, there's always those kind. Yeah. They left friendly. Yeah, so it says. A young man named William Bentley talked to Shirley Hicks quite a while. Another young man asked us if he wanted to buy some dope. And that could have been very easily a CIA setup. Reports that Jack Beam did not go to the Chinese Dragon, was laying down at home when she returned. He worked the next day, though. What's he supposed to be?
That right next to me.
I'm just reading this shit so that there's no fear in our favor. I'm just reading it. I didn't say all this was law and gospel. You can react to all of it now, one by one. Well, I hope we don't take all night doing it. So he went. The band generally demonstrated a very good attitude. Kenny Willite, Jerry Ray, and Lou Jones worked very hard loading the boat without being asked. That's the kind of thing I like. The same person that made the criticism of him also praised Lou, for instance. Thinks that Dee Dee Macon and Anita Kelly did an excellent job taking care of medical needs, and that Anita is especially sensitive and warm to people. Anita Devers now, isn't it? Thinks the organization in Georgetown is somewhat chaotic and that some trusted people should be sent in to help because of disorganization, not that they're not trustworthy. Well, if there are many people feel that, please let me know. David Solomon appeared to be trying to get sexually close to Linda Mitchell under a blanket. False. Jack pulled it off and acted innocent. Mathia Hicks stole someone's shoes in town and was counseled for it. Told Baby she did not like the way it was handled. She worked very hard in the kitchen on the boat all the way back. Kim Barnett had an uncooperative, bad attitude on the boat. When B asked her not to sit on the water cooler and refused to move, she moved when B went to Tim Swinney about it. Nancy Sines got a lot of valuable information from the
2, about our animals, including how to catch the panther. Jimmy Jones always portrays a good attitude and never acts like he's above or better than others. Doesn't talk down to people and makes them feel equal. So be awesome. Others of you ought to do that. That's what we ought to constantly do to improve. So to see Jimmy on balance, I'm proud to hear that. That makes me feel better because I need a lift to my spirit. I'd also like to know what caused all the shit stir. Kim, you and I would like to ask you a question. And you caused a great deal of pressure on a young woman, got her very depressed and low psychological frame, one of our best people. Considerable counsel for me. Why did you tell, or at least Bruce Oliver says, Jackson, that you said that that Chanda and my son, Tim Jones, were having sexual, that were seeing each other, and that's a lie. Well, he said it.
Say that,
it's in a letter.
I didn't even say nothing to Bruce because he was talking.
Is that not the letter?
I know he sent me letters and told me to tell Shonda that because he heard that.
Well, he's playing games.
He told me that Tiki was talking to him about.
Shonda Tiki also is involved in this.
Told me that
trying to get Tim in trouble because you didn't. Evidently, you didn't like it because Tim's not responding to you. What the hell's going on? I don't know. But it's. What you're doing, whatever he or whatever, it's good. Now, that's not the way you build love, you people. If you don't build romance, you lose it that way. It's kind of silly ass stuff.
Because Bruce is really concerned about Shonda breaking up with him, and I said that it was nothing. I said Shonda's not messing around with nobody, and so he told me to make
Shonda,
sure
these letters filled with lies.
Comfort Shonda and tell her that you know that he's still. You know, with her and stuff, and I said, "Well, I told that, and that I told Shonda."
Usually you project in others what's in himself, in yourself.
There was a whole talk about he thought that Shonda was breaking off with him, and I told him it wasn't. And
well, as I say, usually see what's another. Ronnie's telling me that that he's not often, it's not surprising to find him with young women here and there.
Well, what were you shaking your head about?
And others have told me this. So I want to find out who's lying and who isn't. Yes, Lou, what is it?
Bruce came up to me right before we left and told me that a lot of rumors going around. He ran it down what the rumors were and said that Kim and I told him all these rumors. And one of the rumors...
Kim and I told who?
Yeah, he said that Kim and I told him these rumors and I... And he said one of the rumors were that Tim was going to go with Shonda and Andrea wanted to go back with Tim and break up with Tony. And this is all what Bruce told me, and I didn't know what it was. And then
well, Tim hasn't done it, but this has beat her, according to her testimony, it's beat her down so much that she wants out of life, and everybody does.